Earlier this year, we posted a word beat called the Connie Con that included spoken word from the July 14, 2013 show, in which we said that the wage work system destroys our empathy and the surveillance state destroys our trust. Each one of us is meant to grow our full gifts. Division, coercion, and necessity forestalls their development. The hiding and the pretense, the necessity to perform for our suppers, warps our humanness. And absolutely none of it, not remotely, brings us happiness. Now that Alice has explained the psychological dynamics at work, the cruelty toward children, normalized cruelty, hidden cruelty, because it's considered legitimate cruelty, that lead to the destruction of the human capacity for empathy, as well as the consequences of that destruction. It's not oversimplification, including fascism. It's not oversimplification to say that lack of empathy is our problem in chief to overcome in order for us to gain our freedom as global humans. But how to address it, this lack of empathy, and in such a way that the prize of global freedom, the end of the global class system, is kept clearly in view. We've been arguing that what is needed is anti-coercion education, and that's something I'm longing to see discussed by all of us, what that would look like, what would be the content of it, and recognizing that, as we'll say in a later on in the show, that there is going to be a need to tailor to specific conditions or circumstances wherever a person happens to be. But nonetheless, we can develop and share and design all together, and that will forward this process, hurry it along, and it's so desperately needed. I'm really hoping to see it happen. That we need this anti-coercion education incorporated into what I'm thinking of as holistic self-defense practices. And we're going to discuss this further later today and in subsequent shows. A couple of insights from Alice, as well as some thoughts from a recent show, bear on this question of designing anti-coercion education and holistic self-defense practices toward building mutually reinforcing and overlapping movements to claim our right as a people here in the U.S. to pursue happiness, which is also reclaiming our authentic selves, and planning global system decommissioning while simultaneously joining in a global conversation on the world we want, founded on the opposite to class operating premises of non-coercion, mutual aid, decentralization, limitless time, freedom from necessity, no hierarchy, fully developing individualities, which is the freedom to grow our unique earth-given gifts, and the fulfillment of collective aims through our cooperative associations. And that was a quote from our November 15, 2015 show. And I have to say, I mean, this is what Kropotkin was saying a century ago. And yet I do not hear, and he's a founding father of I guess you could say, the anarchist mode of thought, the anarchist body of knowledge and thinking. And yet, I don't, I mean, we are, I am not hearing this from those who call themselves anarchists. And I know, whether they don't, that is probably largely due to infiltration of folk who continuously redirect away from those basic concepts, which comprise the alternative that we want and need. And the fact that none of that is ever discussed among so-called anarchists is proof enough of infiltration. Kropotkin could not have been more clear and more powerful, and yet nothing is done with that. Nothing is done with the basic notion of a global system redesign, which we had reiterated by our good three, Terence K. Hopkins, Giovanni Arrighi. This was 30 years ago. And Emmanuel Wallerstein, nothing done with this notion that it is not within a nation state that we can get free. Is that still a goal? If it of anarchism today, if it is, why is it? Is it a global goal? And if so, why is it not discussed? What has become of our global vision of a redesign of a world? Not into a system, but into a world society. And a global arrangement of humans which is completely cooperative, without coercion. What has become of that vision out in the world? I know I'm not going to hear it on KPFA, but I don't see it or hear it as a focus within the local info shop. As at least as represented by their writing, their paper. So what is up with that challenge I'm putting to folks on the left? Where is the global vision? Why is it not being said over and over? Why can we not be as determined and dedicated as those tiny, tiny 0.001% who have been ruling us for 2.5 centuries and have gotten very used to it? It is not going to be a matter, it will not be a simple thing to move these guys out of their illusions of divinity. We have to claim our power as human beings with the single-mindedness of purpose and focus that we are confronted with. We are 7 billion. They are 10,000. This is eminently doable with international means of communication, instantaneous communication. It is long past time that we got busy.